Oh, that's a good art.
Adrienne Vaughan is a Tamaki-based painter driven by her boundless fascination and exploration of her mediums, in which she produces beautiful abstract paintings that employ an enriched vocabulary of colour, line, shape and form, and brings them into a world of her own. Forms themselves hover in a space of peculiarity, hinting to a kind of still life with a touch of surrealism, embodying a mysterious cast of characters. Her current exhibition at Anna Miles Gallery, Blue Myrtle, showcases a shift in Vaughan's painting practice, a slowing down of sorts to allow for a new sense of intimacy with the painted surface, a softening and more tender approach to her use of pattern making within the canvas, letting the paint's inherent materiality and its trace of application linger on the painting's surface, creating its own sense of pattern making within the painted image. I had a corridor with Adrienne Vaughan about the show and overall practice. Would you like to start off by introducing yourself and your overall practice a little bit?
Hello, my name is Adrienne Vaughan. I'm a painter based in Auckland. I studied at Unitech many years ago and I've continued working, and I paint sort of strange, sort of abstract things and landscapes of such. Yeah.
Your current show on at Anna Miles Gallery, Blue Myrtle, showcases a beautiful body of paintings that span the gallery walls with their soft gelato-like colour palette. This exhibition sees a kind of shift in your practice, a softening and more tender display of your use of pattern making within the canvas. What influenced this shift going into this project?
I think I just wanted to slow things down and have a bit more awareness about the way in which the paint was applied. I felt like, you know, patterns are quite jumpy, they're quite fast, quite frenetic, and I just wanted to take a breath and really get absorbed in the paint surface. I felt like I'd sort of lost touch with the experience of really looking and observing and really seeing without the weight of what I'd done before. I wanted a bit more sensitivity in the paint handling, exploring colour harmonies and brush marks, edges, slowing down the decision making also was a big part of it.
Yeah, so this kind of shift away from that more, heavy pattern making opened up that application of paint and for the colour to really shine within the works.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and through this tender approach to pattern making, you've already kind of talked about it, but there seems to be more of an exploration of the paint's own materiality, its own inherent qualities, focusing in on these small gestures within the blocks of colour, letting the imprint of the brush to kind of take on that pattern-like quality. Was that something that you thought about, that gesture of that brush taking on that pattern making?
Yes, it was sort of, whereas before I'd be creating patterns, and this time it felt more like the brush was just the brushiness of brushing on paint and the different qualities that you would get, the different, you know, layers and textures. That was the pattern in itself this time around, more rather than trying to make a pattern. With mark making, you know.
And did you discover kind of like a new language within the paint through this process of really focusing in on it?
I don't know. I think just slowing right down and just, you know, seeing what happens when you paint up to an edge and then you've got another colour underneath and you just paint up to the edge and you've got a little bit showing through and just really subtle changes like that.
And in the past, your practice has also encompassed drawing, utilising ink and collage, producing these wonderful drawings on paper. And even with these current works, which are oil on canvas, they still seem to hold this drawing-like sensibility. How does that history with collage and ink and drawing translate to these works on like oil on canvas?
Well, funny enough, I kind of changed the practice this time around and I didn't do what I usually do, which is start out with a whole lot of drawings with, you know, like you just said, ink, collage, etc. I had a lot of canvases prepared and I just decided to just go straight in and start painting. And I did smaller drawings sort of in tandem, just sort of quick sketches to give me information. And they were really fun. because I've always had a kind of tension between the drawing and the painting, and having drawing is sort of a slippery kind of relationship between the two. There was always freedom on paper, but I found it difficult to translate that to canvas, so I kind of had to kind of tweak that a little bit. So that was where the different approach came in.
Yeah. Do you find that that history with working with paper, that it brings something different to the canvas?
I don't know. I know that I did, my canvases were, I made them A3 size, so they're almost exactly the same size as my drawings. It's kind of a trick to get myself going, you know, because obviously scale comes into play here. You know, you're used to making marks on a certain scale, and to kind of ease into it, I thought I would keep it at the same size.
So you head straight into your paintings without that pre-drawing. So you kind of, head into the painting without knowing kind of what's going to arise on the canvas?
Yes, absolutely. I think what interests me is that real mixture of what you know and what you don't know, and the element of surprise, the mysterious qualities that you can never plan for. Yeah,
and kind of letting the paint and the materiality and responding to that paint carry the work.
Yeah, letting it unfold slowly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you all painters sort of have their own sort of self-imposed parameters of inquiry that they, you know, set up. And then it's about a mixture of that knowledge that you've had in the past and an awareness of what's happening now. And that's where those elements come in I wasn't expecting that sort of thing, you know.
And I wanted to speak a little bit about the particular compositions and forms within the works themselves that kind of hint to a still life-like arrangement of objects within the surrealism-like undercurrent. Where do these forms and compositions arise from within your work, or kind of reference in a way?
Well, I've always been interested in sort of the figure-field relationships. So that alongside the pattern, but I want to sort of push them and pull them around and unbalance them and have things tilting and balancing and, you know, blow up sort of forms, distort them, fragment them. You know, there's a lot of mileage to be had there. I think it's sort of endless. And not every now and then sort of strange figurative shapes show up in the work and, you know, you just go with that. And that's probably where the surrealist element comes in, and kind of that tension between what's abstract and what's going into more figurative or...
Yeah, and I've also noticed within your work there's this kind of reoccurring utilization of a horizon line of sorts, or like a play on the horizon line in juxtaposition to these forms and soft pattern use. What do you want to speak a bit more about this? These pairings of these forms and these kind of objects, like with that horizon line.
I guess that's just sort of exploring pictorial space in a painting. Just, you know, depth, shallowness. You know, where the image sit? Does it sit? Does it tuck under something? Is something folded over something else? Does something disappear down into something else? All those things are quite interesting, and they do have, they have effects. So that's probably, a horizon line is, and it's also a way to anchor something, you know, so,
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Yeah, they do kind of act as this anchoring or grounding of sorts within this world of the painting. What are your hopes for viewers as they engage with the works and enter into the gallery?
I don't really have any... I'm not concerned with what people see in my work. You know, if you can get a particular feeling from it or a sensation, then, you know, that's nice. I don't really... I'm not trying to, you know, guide the viewer to anything. You know, I think we've built an image of what painting is, you know. Oh, that's a painting of apples, or that's an abstract painting, or that's gestural. We kind of categorise things. But I kind of, you know, just hope that you really look, just looking and observing, you know. Yeah.
That was Adrienne Fawn speaking to me about her current exhibition at Anna Miles Gallery, Blue Myrtle, which is on until the 6th of November.